Aaron.
Yeah, hello.
And Gabe.
Hello.
And we're continuing our Talisman series with part 2.
Heck yeah, we are.
Who's excited to keep playing?
I am.
Me. But first,
we have a word from our sponsor. All right, we are back with the Warp Drive Talisman. Caden, what'd you roll?
Okay.
Caden, you're in the city right now.
Yeah, I'm in a pretty good spot.
Caden, wait. Remember your nomad ability? Remember what it does?
What?
Is it discard a fate and you can interact with the same place? Do you remember that? Well, what is it?
I don't want to discard a fate for that.
What? But it's the city. It's so fun.
Well, okay. What else? What can I do?
Caden's a country boy.
You can go to the Enchantress and get a 50-50 shot of something good or bad. You can visit the doctor to heal up to 2 lives.
Can't heal.
You can't heal. Or you could sell more items.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything to sell.
All right, then go adventuring. Why not?
It's only one space.
You want to go to Fields or Fields?
Fields.
That's a... I'm going to have to pick Fields.
Okay.
So I'll just draw a card?
Yep. What you got?
Phantom Stranger. A phantom will haunt this space until it has granted the first evil character to visit it one of the following wishes of his choice, whereupon it will vanish to the discard pile.
Okay.
And the wishes are gain one spell, gold, strength, craft, life, or fate, or teleport to any other space in the region.
Wow. So that's still there. We're all neutral, so unfortunately that's
that doesn't affect anyone.
That is an F in the chat.
Yeah, I would love that, but
I am evil.
Oh, it's nighttime too.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
How do I become evil again?
Hey, time to roll for that werewolf.
Oh, yes, werewolf. Aha.
You can become evil by the mystic.
Oh. Yeah.
Werewolf rolled a 6. Ooh, it's nighttime. You could have the werewolf attack me, and it would stop on me. Or you could attack Shlee.
Well, we have an alliance.
Yes.
She could be a lycanthrope and a vampire.
I have done that before.
Roll one die on the werewolf chart. This is our first werewolf chart roll. What a way to start off an episode.
If I die, you're dying.
You never die, I don't think. What do you get? A one?
What's a one? Die.
What's a one on the werewolf chart?
A one is you become a lycanthrope.
Yay!
Shlee, you are a werewolf vampirist.
Wow. Yes!
The best of both worlds.
Twilight, here I come.
read what a lycanthrope is. Having lycanthropy, what does it mean for you?
It means I gain the following abilities during the nighttime. I add 2 to my attack score during battle and psychic combat. Whenever I land on a space with another character, except in the inner region, I must attack him instead of encountering the space.
Oh no!
Whenever you defeat another character in battle or psychic combat, the defeated character must roll 1 die on the werewolf's chart instead of you claiming your normal reward.
So although you are buffed up during nighttime for battle and stuff, you're a little more limited with your choices on interacting with characters. That gives you +2 strength or
okay. Both,
really,
mm-hmm.
But only during night.
Only during the night.
Okay,
night
so
time.
We'll keep that aside and we'll remember that.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's nighttime, Shlee. So you have that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, good roll. Way to go, Caden.
But I
way
want
to give
that
our
gold.
Enemy advantage.
Well, I look at the werewolf chart. One of them, if you can just you just lose a life immediately if you roll a 2. So, but you have to immediately roll again. So in theory, you could lose all your lives if
this
you kept
is,
rolling.
I know it's scary, but the Grim Reaper is worse. If you roll 1, you are killed just flat out. It's
all your lives.
Yep.
All your lives.
Wow. It's an instant death.
It's like how Shlee was killed by the vampire prince.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's crazy.
That's whack, bro.
Whack.
Rolled after
can
the Grim
I
Reaper.
Kill the Grim Reaper?
No.
I think I should be able to defy
you
can death
on yourself
in this game.
Or
that's not me. Oh, wait. Oh,
that's me.
This is the Grim Reaper. So
okay,
you
so...
Yourself or 1, 2, 3, the Fire Main space.
Yeah, Connor.
You can't go on
it's
Connor.
Yourself.
Oh, it's myself?
Yeah, the Grim Reaper doesn't stop on people. It lands exactly.
Okay, then I'll go to the other thing.
Okay, cool. All right. Let's see what I got. Okay. Where am I? Over here? I'll go to the tavern, please. Could you move me over to Caden's corner? And I'll roll. I got a 4. What's a 4, Caden?
Gamble and win 1 gold.
Yay! I like that. That's...
We stand a good gamble.
We stand a good gambler. that's my turn. Shlee?
That's my turn. Let's see what I can do. 1, 2, 3.
That's a full turn. So you can either go to the Old Chapel or the Tavern?
I was like, we're not my
What's in the Tavern?
The Tavern is a roll of die. 4, 5, or 6 are good. 1, 2, 3 is bad. But if you roll a 5, well, let me see. I don't know. So a 5 on the Tavern is you can teleport anywhere in the outer region for your next move, and a 6 is the ferryman will take you to the temple in the middle region.
Oh, you have that memorized? That's
yeah. I played this a lot.
Talisman is my favorite game.
I don't want any of the. And in the ruins, I'll lose a life if I end my turn there, right?
I don't like.
Go there. You don't have to go to the middle region.
I
if you want
love
to.
It.
It's still good.
I want to drop cards, though.
You can't, actually. You can't.
But the ruins have dropped
you
some
lose
cards.
A, fine, go, actually. Go to the ruins.
You good?
You good?
You good?
You'll do it.
No.
Actually, make a choice.
What are the things that are good again?
I
just come to the Tavern.
Just
go to the Tavern.
It's safe.
Go to the Tavern.
Don't get burned.
Fight the farmer.
Go to
roll,
the Tavern.
Roll a die.
Is that yours?
Don't get a 1 or a 2.
Okay.
You got a...
5.
5. So a wizard offers to teleport you as your next move to any space on the outer region.
That's a
wow.
That's big game, baby.
That's
very
big
good.
Moves.
All right.
That's massive brain energy.
I cast one of these?
Sure, if you want to. One of your spells?
Oh, at the start of
that the way?
Turn. Yeah,
okay.
The way.
But you can cast as many spells as you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
Connor.
My turn.
Where's my die?
Get out of here.
Where's my die?
4.
Honey, where is my die?
Where do I want to go? Exactly.
What are your choices?
I can fight the Vampire Prince, or...
That's Shelly's job.
That's my job.
I could go to the crags.
Go to the crags.
I would advise not the Vampire Prince.
Crags.
When it's nighttime. Yeah.
That's a good point. What is, I had a plan. What was I going to do? What do I need to do? How am I doing?
What's the game plan, boys?
I know. You got to start thinking ahead. Especially you, Connor. You're getting pretty far.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I need to go to the
village.
Yeah,
so
I need to go.
That's on a gold, right?
Yeah, I need to go visit the blacksmith. So I'm gonna go to the crags.
Fantastic.
Roll the die.
Fantastic.
That's lost. Sorry, you missed a turn. Unless you want to spend, you have a fate. You want to spend a fate?
Nah, it's not worth it.
Okay.
Yeah, Connor, that's my boy. Not gambling.
Connor follows in Schley's footsteps and gets lost in the crags.
I trip over a rock.
Cool.
Ah.
Oh, there I am.
Good thing my helmet protected me.
I can either go to the... No. the or the woods, is it?
Yes, the woods.
What did you roll?
A 3. So,
yeah, the woods.
I'll go to the woods. All right. And just draw.
Yep. What you got?
The Enchanter. An Enchanter seeks an able adventurer to the first character landing here with a craft of 4 or more.
That's
at 4, yes. He will grant one of the following wishes. Then vanish... the discard pile. So I can either gain 1 spell, gold, strength, craft, life, or fate, or teleport to any space.
That's,
oh, it's a phantom.
That's spell for your quest, right? You want that.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
So I'll do that.
So draw a spell here. Does he stay there?
No, he's discarded that.
He poofs off.
Yep.
Drain life.
Ooh.
Well,
you have to
discard
it.
So.
Yeah.
But cast on an enemy you are about to encounter, discard the enemy, and heal an amount of life equal to the enemy's strength or craft.
That's really good.
Yeah.
There's a card in the game. It was like the wand of something that lets you reuse a spell infinitely.
Whoa.
And if you had that with Finger of Death or with Drain Life, it would be overpowered. But
okay.
Do you want to discard that for your quest? Because right now, that would be a one shot. And you may not. It'd be nice to get another quest on the board because. Quest rewards are very good.
Because I do have high strength and craft, so... And I still... with daytime, I do have the champion, so I don't think it's... Yeah. It's a great card, but I think I should discard it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So we'll discard it.
Then
and
so I complete my quest.
Yes. Right. So put it face down by you, and you get a quest reward.
All right.
What is it?
Ancient names. Keep this card. Each spirit has 1 spell. Take 4 spells from the spell deck, look at them, and place them on this card. The spirits will cast the spells whenever you wish. Treat the spells as though you had cast them. Discard this card and the last spell is cast.
Wow.
That's
so
a mouthful.
You basically got 4 spells.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. And I keep them until I use them?
Yeah, I think so. You have all the spells, and when the last spell's gone, the quest reward's finished, yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Sweet. So I just use them naturally then.
Yes.
To make the West. All right.
Oh. Okay. Sweet. It is my turn, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. That was a great turn, Kane.
Yeah, it was.
I'm gonna go over. I can either go to the village or the city. What's the enchantress results in the city again?
1 to 3 is bad. 4 to 6 is good.
Okay, let's do that. I need to gain some traits. I'm willing to risk it.
What is a standoff when you're in combat?
It's a tie.
And so both parties just leave?
It would be, no one would win. It'd be treated as if it never happened.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, I'm doing the Enchantress. 4.
Gain a craft.
I will take it. I'm craft 5.
Gosh.
Have a big cone, please. Thank you. Smart move. Okay.
Big move.
Shlee.
I think I'll teleport to the city from the tavern because the wizard was like, hey, I'm nice. Take this.
He's like, ooh.
Ooh,
vampires.
Vampire
lycanthrope? You're looking good tonight.
Don't eat me, you're so sexy.
I think I'll do the enchantress too.
Okay.
Hopefully
four,
I get
5 or 6.
Good.
And toad.
Oh god,
no.
That's a long. Rolls harder. A 6.
Oh, gain a spell.
What?
I don't want a spell.
Sweet.
I don't want a spell.
throws.
Shlee, you're throwing things.
I knocked it over. I'm sorry.
So, Shlee, here's the hum diddly dum that I have to tell you. Here's the tricky situation. You have 3 spells under your genie. Technically, not part of your quota. Like, Caden, your 4 spells belong to the spirits, quote unquote. Not part of your quota. The spell quota is determined by your craft. 3 craft, maximum 1 spell. 5 craft, maximum 2. 7, maximum 3. You can never have more than 3 core spells, but you two have a special circumstance where a card is allowing you to have more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Shlee, you already have your 1 core, and your craft isn't quite high enough to allow a second one. Oh, it is nighttime, but is that only in battle, or... Let me see.
Yeah, it's only +2 to combat.
Yeah, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to draw the top spell card, Shlee, and you can decide between these two which one you want to keep and which one you want to discard. I can already see by the spell that I drew for you which one is better.
2 of these
up
are very meh, and then the other 2 are awesome.
Why are you upset? You're sad.
I want a trait so I can defeat the
spells
vampire.
Are great. You have so many good spells. You just don't like using spells? Too complicated?
It's too complicated. I'm not good
at
thinking.
I'll take
them. I'm not good at thinking. I have brute force.
Give me your spells.
I'm too stupid for
which
a
one
spell.
You
watch?
I don't know.
You got teleport spell.
It's
either that or cheat fate.
Pretty wand.
What do you think is better?
Teleport.
Hands
down.
Yep.
Okay.
Hands down. I'll take it. Okay. Cool. So Shlee's got a new core spell. Shlee, why are you upset? Tell me why.
I want a trade.
Well,
tell me why.
Stop pouting. You have so much good stuff going for you. Stay focused.
Hey, at least you can play your turn. Caden?
I'm not trying to pout. I'm sorry.
6.
I'm just
right.
Too dumb for this.
That's
game.
You don't want that.
Oh my god, vampire guy?
Ghostwood Ent. Do you have any trophies? You do.
Oh, okay.
If you came here, you could gain your full complement of spells, which is good.
What does that mean?
What your craft is 5 with mm-hmm. your vizier, you would get 2 spells.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude.
That's discarded.
Big gain.
Top 2 spells. Ooh. I think this goes away.
Ganga. Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does. Who drew Ghostwood Ant?
I did.
You did? Did your discard pop?
Wait, so do these 2
joints.
New ones count towards my quest?
No, the 4 spells you have right now are part of your spirit's spells. These 2 are your core spells.
So I don't have to use these ones to complete the quest.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
How do I get gold?
I mean, you already have 1 point. It's the quest that's the point. You know, the quest reward is just the reward for your quest. So.
Oh, wait. So how do I get a new quest?
You should get one right now. We forgot to do that for you.
Oh. Okay.
Here's your new quest?
Travel to the city.
Okay. So,
wow.
All
right.
If you land on city space, you get another point. Remember, you need at least 4 points to even get to the center. Okay? Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's by you.
So that's, wow, that's good. But that first one took me forever to get, so I'm glad I got a nice easy
right.
One.
Right. Does that make sense for everybody? The quest thing, does that make sense?
I think so.
Now it does.
Okay. So Shlee's trying to get her first point still.
Yeah.
I have 1, I'm on my 2nd. Kane's on, he has 1, he's on his 2nd. Connor, you're on your 3rd.
Sheesh.
Okay, good. We're all on the same page. Sweet. Let's see, it's my turn. Oh, sorry.
Oh!
What am I next to? What is that called? The Phantom?
Yeah.
That's only evil characters,
yep.
though, right?
Correct.
I'll move to the other space then.
Feudal.
Ooh, yes. Ebony Sentinel. Enemy
Ooh.
Construct. Craft 6. This guy looks dope. He's like a purple robot guy. That's dope.
Excuse me.
The Sentinel cannot be evaded. Any good or neutral character who enters this space during his move must end his movement and encounter the space. It'll range until it's killed. Okay, so he's basically like the Sentinel space itself. Just a little weaker. Because the Sentinel's strength 9? That's insane. Okay, so he's a craft 6 plus 1 since daytime, so craft 7 total. I am a craft 5. It's going to be a little tricky, but I'll try my best. Somebody want to roll for the craft 7?
I will.
Go for it, Caden.
Two.
Damn it. He's a 9. I'm going to spend a light fate on myself. So I'm trying to beat a 9. I need a 4 to tie, 5, 6 to win. I won.
Yay.
Fantastic.
Chosen.
I'm going to okay. Oh, sorry.
Your fate has been decided.
Should I all my trophies, I have such high trophies. I could either trade these in and get 2 craft or do my quest.
Quest.
Do your quest.
I think so.
Quest.
Quest.
Quest. Do the quest.
All right, I discarded 5 points worth of craft trophies. My quest reward is Dream Prize. Discard immediately and draw adventure cards until a magic object is revealed. You may take the magic object, then discard the other cards. If you choose not to take the magic object, you receive no reward. Okay, so let me just quick do this to see which card I get. Show you may go. I'll tell you guys what I get.
How do I get gold?
I got a talisman. That was my top magic object. Nice. That's not bad.
Bro.
Are they discarded? Or?
Yeah, they're discarded.
Okay. Wow. Good quest reward. Good. Okay.
God dang.
I'm still working on the first.
That's okay, Shelly. You're almost there.
How do I get gold?
You don't have any objects, right?
Kill me.
You need gold.
You could try to kill me.
But if I do it in the nighttime, I don't get any of the stuff.
Oh, that's right.
You roll
just,
in the werewolf chart.
Yeah.
Well, Shelly, you're neutral?
Yes.
The best way to get gold for you would be go to the alchemist and sell objects, but you don't have any objects.
Yeah.
So you just gotta adventure more. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But you're doing great. You have such good trophies. You just need to...
Thank you.
Yeah, you're gonna do fine.
Okay. Thank you for reassurance. I'm
yeah,
sorry I'm being a...
No, it's okay. The game is tough.
It's the prince.
Where do you want
to
go?
It's me.
Crags? You don't have the interactive counter. It could be just Crags.
No, I have to because it's nighttime and I'm a lightning.
Oh,
girl.
I understand.
Or I could try to beat the vampire prince.
Might as well. You're buffed, right?
I mean, I have strength of 5 and a craft of 5 versus his.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yes. Sure. Do you want to do your burial rites spell first?
Which is
that could help you. You would spend this and then you can pray at the graveyard essentially. Want to do that? It'll be just real quick. Yeah. Yes.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just roll a die. And 5 or 6, you get something.
Nope.
But that's fine. Okay.
I could teleport instead.
Yeah, do you want to do that?
I could teleport. I just want to fight some stuff, so I'll go to the hills.
Or is there anything specific you want to fight, or?
Well.
Because you
vampire.
Can, you can go to the main would be really free. The fire main would be really easy for you to kill.
Really?
Yeah, he's only a 6, strength 6.
But would it hurt me if the Grim Reaper's there?
No.
Okay, then I'll go there.
Okay, you're gonna teleport the fire main.
Yes.
You are a strength 5, because
yes.
It's a night time.
Yes.
He is a strength 6, so
okay.
You can roll a die, and we're going to do a fight. I'll roll for the fire main.
Is there? Are we going to pause it?
We're going to pause real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're back. Sorry about that. We had a quick food emergency. You know,
food is important.
We're hungry boys.
Hungry.
Shelly, what happened with your fire main encounter?
I spent a dark fate to have Connor re-roll what he did for the fire main.
Sure.
And then I beat it.
Dark fate.
I think I'll
trade it in
for strength.
Could Shelly get a little red cone, please?
Yeah.
Good draw. That's the dispel discard.
Oh.
Who drew the fire main?
I don't remember. I think it was Shelly, wasn't it Shelly?
Maybe.
Yeah, it'd be your script.
Are any of us good enough artists to draw that?
Funny.
Aha, yeah, man.
I'm hilarious.
Connor, what's up?
Hey, the ceiling. We gonna finna roll a... Get that out of here.
I mean, the food changes the comedy, I guess.
We're gonna finna roll a three. I'm gonna, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? What's good?
Oh, you're on the hill space with Shlee and the Grim Reaper.
I am.
It's a little party.
I'm not encountering either of them.
Oh.
I'm instead encountering Eruption. Event.
Daytime!
Finally!
Daytime!
Champion!
The earth bursts open, spewing lava and noxious fumes. Each character on a space with a Fireland token must lose a life and burn one of his cards. If there are no Fireland tokens in play, place a Fireland token on each character's space. But there are in play, so that doesn't happen. The eruption dies down. Wow, that was a useless event.
No, it was a turn daytime.
That's true.
Narrowly escaped that. All right. Anything else, Connor?
No, escape. No.
Kim.
Oh, shoot. Yeah.
You should have fought me, you coward.
I don't want to, though. You're better than me.
Where am I?
Connor, getting more food?
Yeah. I am.
Fantastic. In case you guys were wondering, we're eating delicious stir-fry food. So good.
Okay, I can either go to the plains or the fields.
What do you think?
Well, the plains are closer to the city, so I'm going to go to the plains.
Nice.
And then
we're
going to draw a card. Yep. I'm going to draw a card. Wrathborn Wand.
Is that what
you were talking about?
I think this is what I was talking about.
No good character may have it. And add one to your craft during psychic combat. If your attack roll is lower than your craft value, roll one die and add the result to your attack score.
So not what I was talking about, but that's
okay.
So great. So is that a weapon type?
Yeah, it's a weapon.
Okay, so that's an object. You can put a craft cone on it, because they'll add one craft during psychic combat. So yeah, it says...
So wait, if your attack roll is lower than your craft value, roll one die and add the result.
That's great. So... okay, so what's your craft in psychic combat? Your total cones. 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
So that will always hit. That effect will always happen because your craft is high enough.
Okay.
So
it's 6 without the psychic crystal.
That all counts. The psychic crystal counts in too.
Oh. Okay.
It's not a weapon. You can only use one weapon at a time, but the psychic crystal is
not
on its
own.
Okay. Yeah. That's great.
So my craft is really high.
Right. What was the effect of the Wrathborn Wand when it's less than your craft? What does it say? Add something?
Add one to your craft during psychic combat.
Okay. So, so if your roll is less, then it's an additional. Oh, great. So I'll have it all the time. Okay.
So what's the math on that then?
Let me see the card again.
Okay.
So what would happen is that with all of your craft combined, you have a 6. So it doesn't matter what you roll, it's constantly going to give you that +1. So you're now essentially at 7 craft.
Actually, I think you misinterpreted it. So the Wrathborn Wand grants you 1 craft in psychic combat. So your base craft is 4,
mm-hmm.
+1 from your vizier, which is 5. And then psychic combat is a 7, including your wand. And then when you roll below your craft value, which will always happen in a psychic combat because your craft is now high enough, you roll an additional die and add that. So basically, as long as you have this, Kaden, psychic combat, you have 2 dice. 2
wow.
dice. Just remember it like that, okay?
Wow. And then with my champion, I also...
If it's daytime, it's especially good. It would be
so
3 dice.
3? I am unstoppable now.
Okay.
Only in psychic combat, though, 3 dice. 2
okay.
dice in battle.
Okay.
That's great. Wow. Okay.
So in daytime and psychic combat, I'm never going to be beaten.
No.
Wait, does your daytime follower... That's only for battle. It only gives you an extra dice for battle, or does it give you an extra for psychic combat as well?
And psychic combat, yeah.
Oh, dang, bro.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. Sorry, I'm eating. I need a quest. I have 2 points. What's my third quest? Discard 5 points worth of strength trophies. Okay. So currently I have none. I have a craft 4 trophy over here. So I need to do some strength killing, which is going to be tough for me, because I am a strength 2. But we'll see what I can do. Oh, wow, wow! I'm going to move into the city, and I'm going to encounter the Enchantress once more. Let's try to roll high. I got a 4. What's a 4 on the Enchantress, Connor?
A 4 on the Enchantress? Gain a craft.
Perfect. Not quite what I needed, but I'll take it.
Little cone, please.
Not quite what I was looking for, but it'll do.
I have 6 craft, 2 strength.
Brother, say,
Shlee.
Dog.
Going dark.
Yes.
Bravo 6. Going dark.
Okay,
though. I hear that level in the campaign is awesome.
It is. It's the best level.
No.
Going dark, and also the two ones where you're doing night vision in the houses.
Yeah.
I love those.
Any stealth mission in that game is phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think the campaign for is a little too dark? Because that's what I've read.
No, actually, I think that they were trying to go darker, and they didn't, like, pull through.
Because people, like, the Game Informer review, they acknowledge that it's, like, a very realistic view of, like, actual modern warfare, where it's, like, it's not these huge battles anymore with planes and tanks. It's like house to house, assassinating people in the middle of the night. That is modern warfare. And they didn't like that. They thought it was too scary. I'm like, dude, that's the point.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the entire, that's what they were going for.
Infinity War, the people behind
Infinity Ward,
people behind Modern Warfare obviously don't think it's like the best thing, because that's the point. It's like, when you play it, you shouldn't be like, oh, I love this, I wish I could do this all the time. It's like, no.
And there are also there are a couple moments where they're obviously trying to push, like, you remember, like, No Russian, you know, that infamous.
Yes.
They're trying to, like, do, like, a more controversial missions, but they didn't, like, go all the way. They kind of held back, so I feel like they actually didn't do their full potential with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's, like, one where you have a choice whether or not to, like, to get information to torture this person's family. Like, to, like, try to get information.
Wow.
So, yeah. But
wait, did,
like,
you guys move the werewolf and the
Oh, I didn't. Sorry. Did you already move, Chili?
I already moved, so...
Okay. Where did you move to?
I moved to the woods.
Sorry
for
that ramble.
No, I'm just so interested in Modern Warfare, I think I might get it.
Could this not count if they land on me, because
the werewolf's not going to land on you.
Well, but I mean the Grim Reaper.
Grim Reaper, I'll move the other way.
Thank you.
Are out of everyone's way.
Mm.
What are you going
to
do?
I just moved to the woods, and then I drew a card, and I countered armor. It's an object, and if I'm defeated in battle and just lost a life, roll one die. If I roll a 4 or higher, the armor protected you, and you did not lose that life, though you still lost battle.
So,
you went in the room?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even go in the room.
So
I went in the room.
Shuli just got a card that's pretty important, so she's armor now. So anytime Shuli loses in battle, which is a strength contest, if she loses, she can roll a die on a 4, 5, or 6, no lives lost.
Hmm.
So basically it would be considered a standoff. Cool.
I have something, I have my helmet, but I haven't had the strength combat.
Helmet is similar, but worse odds. It's only 6s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, is that your turn, Shuli?
Mm-hmm.
Connor.
Cool. Where's my die? Here it is.
Does everyone have a quest right now?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, sweet.
I go to the woods.
The woods.
The woods.
My family.
My family. What you got? Zombie dragon?
Ifrit Sultan. Enemy elemental. Strengthcraft 8.
Okay.
A character in the same region as the Ifrit Sultan at the start of his turn must either place a Fireland token on his space.
Oh my god.
Or burn one of his cards.
That's all of us.
When the Ifrit Sultan is defeated, remove all Fireland tokens from his region.
Oh! So this is great. This is a chance for us to, like, cleanse the world.
Cleanse!
But you have to beat it.
But we have to beat it, and it's Strengthcraft 8.
Minus 1, so he's Strengthcraft 7.
7.
What's your best trait?
My best trait is Strength. But it's not that much better.
It's, what is that, a 4?
4.
You have anything to boost that? No? Okay. Here, I'll roll for him.
Okay.
So I'm a 7 plus whatever I roll. He is a... Oh my god. He's a 13. So that's an auto lose.
That's an auto kill.
You can either... Do you want to do your helmet and try to not lose a life?
Yeah, I'll try to not lose a life.
Damn it. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay.
I'm not supposed to, not supposed to swear. I don't want to lose.
I'm
kicked off the show!
Lose a life. Okay, so... Wow, that sucks. So, okay, everyone, just so you know, we're going to start with Caden. Ifrit Sultan, start of your turn. Caden, you can either put a Fireland token on the space you are on right now, or burn an object.
What would that do?
The Fireland token wouldn't hurt you specifically, but if you land on it later and end your turn where it is, you would lose a life no matter what. So it's a permanent lose a life if you land here for everyone, unless it goes away. And all the Fireland tokens are going to go away when we kill the Sultan, but he's really tough. So you're the only, you're actually one of the few people who's well equipped to take him on, so maybe we can leave it to you.
So what do I do now? Do I roll?
Try to get a 1, 2, 3. Get a 6, and you can land on the Sultan.
My quest is going to the city.
Well, yeah, either save the world or save yourself. Wait, but first, fire one token on yourself, on your space, or burn a card. Your cards are priceless, so I would put a Firewall token on your space.
Oh.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
It's not going to hurt you. It's just going
to
be there later.
Just go to...
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you roll, please try to kill the Sultan, because then it takes off these two Firewall
yes.
tokens as
yes.
well.
It takes them all away. So, what do you get? A three?
Three.
Okay, so
halfway there.
Might as well go to the city.
Yeah, I would take over to the city. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Complete
Sweet.
Your quest.
Quest complete!
Boom. What is your quest reward?
It is a favor owed. Discard immediately and draw adventure cards until a follower is revealed. Wow. That could go through a lot. You may take the follower, then discard the other cards. If you choose not to take the follower or cannot, you receive no reward.
Okay. Just grab the first chunk of cards and start discarding until you find follower type. If some followers are bad, if you choose not to keep it, then all the cards are going to get discarded. They're going to get started no matter what. But
the Rod of Ruin.
Anything? Any followers? Are you losing talismans with this?
No.
Okay, good. Just keep going until you find a follower.
A bag of gold.
Another
bag of
gold.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
You could always rummage.
Two your... bags of gold. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Someone didn't shuffle the bags of gold.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, guys.
Dude, this is so many cards.
No, all of them are going away until...
Oh, it happened a lot of enemies, though.
Okay, so... Oh, my God. Well, I guess we'll...
Oh, no, talisman.
It's gone. This sucks.
Dude.
This is like an Uno if you have to keep drawing before you... Like...
Oh, wow.
This is a stack.
While we're waiting for Kane to
so
find the followers... I'm interested that... Oh my God, really? Still gone?
Zach didn't shuffle this
We
well.
Didn't put any followers in his deck.
That'd be hilarious.
Event?
Nope.
Does that count?
No.
Okay.
It's a follower type.
Papa.
Oh my God.
It's all strangers. This is all strangers.
Well, Connor...
There we go.
Oh, okay,
wow, look how many cards.
I was going to try to stall, but I couldn't think of anything. What's the follower?
Old Man of the Sea.
Okay, you're going to want to get rid of that. So all the cards are discarded.
Wait, why do I want to get rid of him?
He's a bad follower.
Oh.
He's one of the bad ones.
What does he do?
Read it out loud.
He, you loot, at the start of your turn, lose one craft or one strength and place it on this card. If you cannot, you must lose one life instead.
Yep, so he's one of the bad ones. So you choose not to keep it, and all of those cards are discarded.
Wow, that's... All that gold and the talisman?
Yep.
Wow.
All
that's...
here. Wow, that stunk.
That is...
I'm sorry, Caden.
Uno.
That's actually, like, terrible.
Okay. Yikes.
The gold.
That's interesting. I've never seen that. Okay, so my turn.
Mm-hmm.
Where am I right now? I'm in the city. I guess I'll leave a...
Oh, wait. You can still interact with the city.
Oh, right. Of course. It's still your turn.
So you can... you have the doctor, alchemist, or the enchantress.
Enchantress? Okay. Roll for it. Mouth is... What's a three?
You lose a craft.
So you're actually, I think you're safe from this, Caden. Mm-hmm. What's your base craft? What's it say?
Three.
Oh, then you're not actually. Yeah, you lose your top cone on the tower. Sorry. Mm-hmm. If you were still at your quota, then it wouldn't have happened. I see it, Caden. All right, my turn. I'm gonna leave a Firewind token on the city. Sorry, always. But
what?
You gotta do what you gotta do. I can't. My only object is my talisman. Please.
I need a magic object.
Got four. One, two, three, four. Vampire Prince in daytime. Not bad. I'm a six. He's a eight.
Don't fight him. He's my revenge.
I know, but I kind of want him.
No.
He's
I forbid you.
If
you fight him, I'll fight you.
Move me to the cracks, please. I'll roll. And I got a
four.
I'm safe. Nothing happens. All right, Shlee, your turn. You are where are you right now? Oh, you're in the woods by the city.
Mm-hmm. Yep. The woods. Five.
Yeah, I forget to use spells, though.
Shlee, first, Firewind token on your space or burn a card? Which one? Firewind token? Okay. Put that by. If we don't kill the Sultan, this is going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Caden's laughing. Caden, you're the only one who could do it.
That's
help
why I'm
us.
Laughing.
He's like, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Whoa. There. I'm going to the plains.
Okay.
And I would draw a card, see what I encounter.
So no one's worried about the Sultan. This is what I'm gathering.
I can't fight the Sultan. I can't find anything.
Zach's like, guys, we need to kill him.
Your counters are weakest.
The two will remain.
Is the
weak boy.
Weakest.
I can't find any items.
Sorry, Ashley, what do you got?
The tomb will remain here for the rest of the game. I found a tomb. It's a place.
Okay.
Roll one die. One, attacked by a demon with craft 10. Oh. Two, attacked by a white with craft 4.
Oh.
Three, attacked by a shadow with craft 2.
Oh.
Four, the tomb's empty. Five, gain 3 gold. Six, gain a talisman.
Yes, that would work for you.
So I guess I can encounter that?
Yeah,
see
you may.
I...
You don't have to, but you may.
I think I will.
You have plenty of fate. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Six, gain a talisman. Are you kidding?
You're right. What do you get?
Oh my god!
A six?
Yes.
But I want gold.
Wow.
Then sell it for 1 gold.
Sell it to me.
I will give you. We can trade. I will give.
Shelly, here, take my money.
Shelly, take my
you
money.
Have one,
I'll
gold.
Give
no,
you
it's okay.
2
I don't,
gold.
I want my talisman. I just need to get into the center, you
that's,
know?
That's under your objects
my
tab,
objects.
Actually. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're, sorry, your max object quota is 4. That's your max inventory. So you're halfway there, Kate.
Followers are infinite.
There.
Followers are
essentially.
Infinite, yes. And in this game, having a lot of followers is fine. It's only in the Highland corner that it's
except for Old Man of the Sea.
Yes.
Or the
the,
the one that's in the city.
Oh, right. Chasm is bad, but it's fine. It's bad no matter what. All right, Connor, where are you?
I'm on the Ifrit Sultan, so go ahead and put a Fireland token there because I don't have items.
What? Why?
Or nothing that I'm willing to burn.
Your helmet.
My helmet.
Burn
I mean, I could, but also, you never know. 4.
That is Fields by
dang
the Village. Fields by the Village or the Emir.
I'm going to go to the Feared.
This guy's actually.
No!
So the Emir buffs the Sultan, but it's daytime. So as long as it's daytime, the Sultan is an 8.
Oh
but
God.
If it's nighttime, he's a 10.
Oh my
so
God.
We need to. Kill him now.
Kaden!
7.
Kaden, you're our only hope.
Yeah. Where do you want to go, Connor? You can try to kill the Emir, or you
I'm going to go to the fields by the village.
Okay. Get a...
Please give me something to work with.
Wait,
oh my gosh!
Ifrit?
Lemur, enemy spirit, craft 1. Lowly creature from the underworld pounces on you from the shadows and remain here until it's killed.
Roll
someone
here.
Roll for it.
It's just your die roll is this craft. He is a 1.
Ooh.
I kill it.
Auto kill.
Mm. Cool. Yay. Awesome. Can I have an item?
Killing everything with your bear. The boar, you're just like, tears it apart.
Yay.
So this is why I have a love-hate relationship with this game.
Okay.
You could also conscript followers, right? You just need.
Yeah, I just need followers.
Okay, so I will probably.
You rolled a 5?
Yeah, is that, what's that card over there?
The Emir would be amazing if you could kill it. It's a strength craft 6 because it's daytime. Here, move him over. And
I'll take him on, boys.
Okay, so you're going to do craft. So he's a craft 6 plus a die roll. I'll roll for the Emir. You are a craft.
Don't I have 2 dice?
You have 3 dice.
3 dice?
So here, everyone give Kaden one of the dice. So, yes. Yeah, I'm just making sure. You are a 3, 4, 5, 6 plus 3 dice. I'm a 6 plus 1 die.
That's an instant kill, I think.
He is a 9. You are a... Oh, my God. Easy.
Get him out of here.
The Emir has been killed.
A 6,
easy
5, and 4.
Easy clap. Is there any special conditions when that thing is killed?
Yeah, let me check it. The Emir... nope, just remains here until he's killed.
Here, you can just keep the extra die, because...
That's a trophy for you.
That's the 5th one.
Aw, yeah.
What's the card?
I'm here.
Is that a spell?
Yeah.
You have a lot of spells.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, and this one, I think, if this one can be used against the fire tokens, then this is extremely useful.
Well, when we kill the Sultan, all the fireland tokens are going to go away.
I know, but if I can land on one before then.
Oh, sure.
Then.
Okay.
I got the funniest fortune in my fortune cookie, guys.
What's it say?
A tub and a rub will change our day.
A tub and a rub?
A tub and rub will change our day.
Isn't that objectively sexual.
Yes. And then the lucky word is football.
Oh,
excellent.
Oh.
God, I drew the football card. What? That's so funny.
I drew the tub and run.
You finished?
Mm-hmm.
I finished. I'm going to move.
Where are you?
I would go to the city, but it's Firelin.
Firelin.
I'll do that. Firelin on the crags. One,
oh my
two,
gosh,
three.
There's so many
fireworks. I'll move to the sentinel space near the
That's
circle.
Actually.
You need to fight this guy. You
okay.
need to fight the goo.
Ifrit Invader. Strength craft 3.
It's like you guys are relying on me.
Yes.
That's a lot of bargaining power.
So I drew the strength craft 3.
It's not that we're relying on you. It benefits everyone.
When I encounter the Ifrit Invader, place a Firelink token on my space and burn the top three cards in my adventure deck.
Oh,
so,
dear.
Firelink token, so I'm going to be losing a life this turn.
Oh,
and
no.
The top three cards are burned.
Oh, no.
I lost a Dire Wolf, Fright Knight, Lunar Event, and the Magician. They're all burned. Here, put them in the burn pile, please. Okay. So the Ifrit Invader is a 2 because it's daytime. I am a strength 2 and I need some strength trophies, so I'm going to fight them as is. Just die roll, die roll. Shelly, could you roll for the invader, please?
I
got a 6. Yes, I beat
it. Got it.
So that's my first strength trophy.
Nice.
And I will lose a life because of the Firelink.
Mm-hmm.
Too bad. Okay.
So sad.
Shelly, Firelink token on your space? Yes? Yeah?
Sure, I guess. I feel bad, but that's my only option at this point because I want to sell this armor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5
So lose a life in the woods or the ruins. It's the lava pools and the mage. Lava pools is bad. Mage, are you good? Are you good, Alina?
No.
Then this one is irrelevant to you.
But I can still draw 2 cards?
No, these are the 2 cards for you. Yeah. So basically, it'd be a missed turn or lose a life and draw a card.
I think I'll lose a life and draw a card.
That's fair. You're the vampire, so you can easily gain those back.
Yeah.
So I'll get your little cards ready. Why don't you draw a card?
Mm-hmm. Let's see what I encounter. Event! Fool's Gold!
No.
All of your gold is Fool's Gold and is completely.
Wait, should we play Alteration?
Alteration?
Yeah, because then it won't be an event.
Yeah!
Oh,
no.
Thank God.
So that's discarded, and then draw the next
card. And then
card.
The next card.
Hopefully it's not an event. It's a.
Spectre, enemy, spirit, craft 3. A spectre has appeared in this area. It will remain here until it is killed.
So craft 2.
That would be an especially bad event because I have 5 gold.
Kill it.
Your craft is.
I really
want to
buy a weapon or a magic object.
Is 7. You need a 4 to tie, 5, 6 to win.
That's not it.
Light fade, okay. And you got a.
No!
So since it's, you can't spend a second fate, since it's not battle, your armor won't work, so that is a life lost. I'm sorry.
Oh.
I will kill the genie to get another life.
You're gonna kill the genie to get that life back?
Yeah, because I don't care about this spell.
Okay, the genie and the spell are gone.
Die,
so
genie!
Your lives stay as is.
Okay.
Because you lost it and then you got it back.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Shelly, brutal.
Well, that one spell was kind of dumb. It was like, nobody can use a magic object. And I'm like, when is that going to happen?
That doesn't really come up very much.
Mm-mm.
Cool. Shelly, your turn's over. Connor, fire one token on your space.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
I actually really want to roll a 1 because I want to buy something. God dang it. I'm going to use a fate.
To reroll your movement?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bold.
Bold move. Get that out of here.
Oh, sorry.
That's graveyard or mage and lava pools.
Okay, I hate my life. Go to the graveyard.
Okay, are you neutral?
Yeah.
You can pay to replenish fate. That's all you can do.
How much is it for a fate? 1?
1 gold for
5 gold.
Cool. Give me a fate, please.
Okay. What kind are you going to take?
Light.
Okay, cool.
I only roll 1 for movement, right?
Yes, 1 die for movement, but you got to put a fire token on your space. Okay, so King, you are trying to land on the Sultan.
Gosh.
6. That should be good.
That's too high.
Dang.
You have to land exactly on him.
Mm.
It's daytime, right?
Yep.
2, 3, 4, 5 You're going to be in the fields nearby.
You just need 2.
You can draw that top card.
Okay.
God, the Sultan needs to die.
I gained a follower. The Death Stalker. You must take the Death Stalker as a follower. If you are defeated in battle or psychic combat and lose a life, you are killed. You may.
Death Stalker, you must take it. If you are defeated in battle or psychic combat and lose a life, you are killed. You may discard the Death Stalker if you defeat a creature or character in battle or psychic combat.
Hey, Caden.
So basically, this is actually really interesting. This battle with the Sultan is sudden death. If you do not beat it,
You will be killed.
Kaden, I can
eat
I
it.
Can steal a follower from you if I land on you, and then I can just absorb its life if you want to do that.
You do that?
I mean,
do that
you
for
do
you.
That for
but,
a brother?
Yeah.
Oh,
all
right. Thanks.
It would help me.
Or you can't drop a follower. You must take
it. Yeah, I must take it.
So this is the only way she can take it from you. Wow.
Yeah.
You,
I mean, you'll be helping us by defeating the Sultan.
Yeah. Although, you're kind of far away.
I'm
not
far
sure
away.
If that will
yeah,
happen.
So just kind of maybe hold
if
on.
If you roll
for
a
now.
2 and it's still daytime, by all means,
I'm gonna
kill
go
the Sultan.
For it. I'm going to
yeah.
go for it.
Yeah.
But
I have 3 dice, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go for it.
Yeah.
But if you don't roll a 2 and you roll greater, just come towards me.
Go
and
towards
I'll
the vampire,
yeah.
and she can help you.
Okay.
And I'll help you.
Cool. Good stuff. My turn. 2 filing token on my space.
There's already one there.
I don't think they stack. At least I don't think they do. I rolled a 2. I'm gonna go over to the graveyard, and I'm
ghost
neutral. I'm going to spend a gold and buy a fate.
Nice.
I'm gonna have 2 light fate.
Where can you buy fate?
Graveyard.
Oh, but only if you're
neutral.
If you're evil, you
oh,
can get
I'm
it for
neutral.
Free. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna do that. Whenever I can.
Sure.
when I can.
Shli, fire one token on your space. It's already there.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll roll a die.
2.
That's not good.
That's bad news bears.
Bad
Whoa.
News bears.
City
Yikes.
Or...
Crags.
You don't want to go to the crags, though, right?
It'd be closer, though.
Yeah, but it'd be closer to the action.
Yeah. What do you think, Shli?
Well, I kind of want to sell my armor so I can get a gold...
Yeah.
And could I also get my trade my money mummy in for gold or no?
No.
Or is that the
You don't trade in trophies for gold in this version of the game. That'd be a bounty. We're not playing with bounties.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. And then the crags.
So no Boba Fett.
One.
No Boba Fett in this one. I'm sorry, guys. The bounty hunter character is in, and he would be able to turn trophies into gold, but
should I risk it for the crags?
Yeah,
yeah,
I would think so.
I'd
you
say
would?
So. Yeah,
okay.
It. Just don't get lost for the second time in a row.
Oh!
And I lose a life for that because it's a fire.
Yep.
Oh my gosh. Defeat the Sultan, please! 3.
That's lost.
The Sultan's just laughing the night.
Lost my neck.
Actually, think of it like this. You won't
lose a life.
You're safe.
What do you mean?
Well, actually, I think you would lose a life, because you end your turn. Yeah, you would lose another life, actually. I'm sorry.
That's bad.
That's bad. I'm sorry.
Can we kill the Sultan, please?
So you will survive. I promise this.
4.
You sound like Solid.
I just want to go to the city. The village.
The city. That was a peak.
Forest counter?
Yeah.
Roll die.
Cité pâté.
Chitre pate.
3, am I lost?
Yes.
I hate this game, dude.
Also, there's a fire one token on the graveyard. Caden, by all, by Lord Almighty, please, you have to roll a 2.
Yikes. That is a 1 in 6 chance.
I will force you to spend a life fate if you don't roll a 2. Does anybody have dark fate?
Yeah,
no, I do not. I'm sorry.
None of us have dark fate.
I have dark fate.
6?
I'll spend my dark fate.
Okay.
That's what I got last turn. Spend it. Roll again.
2.
Ah!
I'll use my light fate.
Thank you, Caden.
Thank you,
Caden.
It still doesn't work.
Please, God, be a 2.
Ah!
Jesus
exact
Christ
same
Almighty!
One. It was the exact same one.
At least, no fire token over here.
Yes. Draw a card. Okay. Maybe it'll help you.
Yeah. Baleful Eye. Magic object. No good character. If you engage an enemy in battle, you may discard the eye after you make your attack roll to automatically win the battle.
Whoa!
Regardless of your attack score.
Nice.
Dude.
So.
Get that Sultan.
You're going down,
out
little man.
The Sultan
will be coming for you.
Yeah,
we
are stocked and
we
ready.
Stonk.
The thing is, though, Stonk. If you were to do that, that would be a strength trophy, and it would be separate from your other trophy.
That's
so,
fine.
Okay, you don't care?
That's
okay.
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 And it's also 8,
wait,
so you could easily trade
you,
that
you,
in.
They're separate. You wouldn't combine them. Like, they'd be 2 separate tracks. Like, you trade it in sets of 5, So, like, this would be turned into a strength cone. That would be a craft cone. Rather than combine it and they both be to be, like, two craft cones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
My turn. There's a farm token on my space already. Four. One, two, three, four. There's no one there. No farm token there yet. I'll do that. Coming over to Connor. I'll roll a die and move forest. A four, I'm safe.
I need to roll another
I
two.
Get skipped.
Yeah, and you lose
and
life.
I lose a life.
You're wasting
because
my fate.
She
loses that 2 lives.
Help me!
Help me, please!
Guys, I guess Caden still has 3 stocks.
Connor, you're up. But
there's a Firelands token.
So you lose a life.
And I lose a life.
Yikes.
Jeez. Get the Sultan, Caden, and I'll take that.
Nerf the Sultan.
The
nerf
the
Ifrit Sultan.
I'll take the follower from you.
He's the best one. He's the top leader of the Ifrit. Expansion.
Nerf the Ifrits.
So, Kate, if we kill the Sultan, it's going to be smooth sailing from here on out.
Yeah.
For us.
Well, yeah, here's the thing. With the Deathstalker, since I have the Baleful Eye, the Deathstalker won't even apply to this fight.
No,
so.
But it will still apply after you get rid of the
yeah, but if
AI.
I'm still...
Who cares about the
Deathstalker?
You're
still,
not going to lose.
If I'm still rocking 3 dice, then
I'm still
yeah.
going to take
three,
it from you
ones.
So I can get that life.
Yes! That's a 2.
Get it!
All right,
Baleful
Eye.
You're going to do Baleful Eye?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not risking anything.
Auto kill.
Auto
kill.
Thank
get
God.
Get this
out of here.
By Caden with his Baleful
Good.
Eye. And all of the Fireland tokens are sweeped off of the world. Fire is quenched. And the world is restored.
Yeah.
Is
you guys
can
call
him. As a hero.
Yay.
You guys can call him a hero.
The nomad hero.
Wow.
I feel like his alignment should be changed to
good
for that.
Auto change to good. I said.
What?
Yes.
No.
What?
I was joking.
No.
Caden, do you
want
to trade in trophies if you'd like?
For?
Strength, a strength cone and a craft cone you can do right now.
Yes.
Okay.
But is there anything else I can trade them in for?
You could wait.
You could wait.
Because you have 3 left over.
I have no
faith.
It's sets of 5. So, like, look at your strength trophy is an 8. If you trade it in right now, you'd be losing 3 points worth. You only take 2 more, and then you could get 2 cones. You understand?
You
it
might
want to
save it.
So you might as well save.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And you also got rid of your Deathstalker because you won, right? Or does it
that's
not?
No, it just follows you. I'm going to take it from
you.
Him.
You only can discard it if you... Oh, wait. Oh. Yeah, if you defeat a creature or character in battle.
Yeah, there
no!
You go.
Oh.
Bugles, anyone?
Yay!
I want that follower.
Kim,
give me its
cured.
Blood.
I'm back on.
I don't think it has blood. I think
I'm
it's
back
just
on top.
A wisp.
Please revive. I have ray gun.
Please, bro.
Please
I have
revive.
Ray gun.
I guess I'm going to.
Bro, I got ray gun mark 2.
All right. Wait, why do we have so much dice?
Bro, I have the blunder gat. Can you revive me?
The blunder gat.
Okay.
Vitriolic withering. Yes. Just blunder.
Oh, did we grab the 5th die at one point? Oh yeah.
Yeah,
you...
I gave it to Caden because he has.
Excuse me.
Because
I automatically have 2 of these.
I would like
so.
To be evil so I can get replenished.
You cannot change your.
Or maybe I can go to the.
Guys, calm down. We need to get focused.
No.
We need to get what?
Focus.
Oh.
There is
what?
No focus here.
I thought you said we need to get
please.
Vogas. I was like, what is a voga?
We need to find our vogas.
Where's your voga magazine?
We
don't need focus. We need. Conk.
Conks. What number is that? 4?
Come on.
This
jeez.
Is my 4th.
How are your Connor. Teeth not
your
rotted?
Because
yeah.
I have... my parents spent thousands of dollars on braces, and so
braces
my teeth are immune.
Braces just
what?
Straighten your... They just
yeah,
turn the direction.
You have
are
enamel.
Immune.
My
braces
teeth
don't
are immune.
Protect
are
your
you
teeth.
Have enamel
yeah.
that looks
look
like it's
teeth,
eroded.
They're perfect.
They're perfect.
They look British.
They look white. They're good. My teeth are decaying.
Pearly whites.
Rapidly. all right, sorry. I rolled a 3. I'm gonna go over by the fields by the tavern. Let me just make sure I'm doing this right. Yeah. Okay. It's an event.
Ooh.
No.
I am spooky.
Oh, that's not good.
Champion.
Portent.
Portent.
All characters, no matter what region they are in, may accept a warlock quest. The portent then vanishes this card pile. So everyone can draw a second warlock quest.
We may.
If you want to just focus on your one, you can.
What's
I
a warlock
one.
Quest?
These
ones. You do you want another one, and then you could, like, it's just the thing you need for points, so you might as well just
oh.
draw
it. Hey, I don't even have a quest active.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh! I need gold!
Are we out of cards?
Yeah.
Okay. Then Caden, roll a die. And,
4.
What's it say? Deliver, discard 1 magic object.
No!
You don't have to do it right now, but that's your quest. Can you, like, is there a piece of paper we can write that down on or something? Or?
I'll tattoo it on my body.
You'll remember it?
Yeah.
Okay. It's cool. So that is your second quest. Okay.
No, my third. My right. second quest is the same.
Your second active quest is what I mean. You have one active and now the second one, the deliverer of magic.
I don't have an active.
Yes, you do.
What?
No, you don't?
No, I already went to the city.
You didn't draw a new quest?
No, I
forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is your quest now. Deliver magic object.
Okay.
Discard a magic object. Hey, I have that one too. It sucks.
I drew a quest. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Your aim?
It's gone. What the heck is going on?
Did you flip it over?
I did flip it over. I gave myself a free point. Yeah, sorry. My second quest is travel to the Gerst Glade, which is in the middle region.
Ooh.
What's your second quest, Julie?
Deliver 2 gold.
Are you kidding me? So you have to deliver 5 gold total for 2 points? That is so funny. Connor?
That's hilarious.
I'm struggling.
That is hilarious.
I know.
I got kill an enemy.
Oh, nice.
That's so easy.
Yeah, that's so easy.
I mean, yeah, but also I got discard a magic object, which you think would be easy, but also...
Actually, just go to the city and sell your stuff.
I don't want
to
sell my talisman, though.
Well, you're safe, you don't have to.
You can discard a talisman, and then if you complete the quest, you can get another talisman.
But if I don't complete the quest...
Why? I don't know.
It sucks.
Okay. The Sultan was stressful. All right, sorry.
You guys.
That was my turn.
That was an entire, like, saga with
the
Sultan.
You guys are funny.
Yeah.
You know what else is a saga? Vampire Prince.
Yes.
I know. I still need to defeat him.
And it's
defeat
turn.
Him, Shlee.
Shlee, you're up.
It is your destiny.
Excuse me, sorry. That was gross. Ew, sorry.
Oh, no, I don't think I could beat him. Let's see how far I can travel today. 3, 1, 2.
Shlee, where are you
going? I'm going to make my way over to the prince.
Good for you.
So I'm going to go to the fields,
destroy
which are by
him.
the city, and I'm going to draw one card. Let's see what I get.
One who burgeons
event.
Field.
No. Yes, daytime.
Discordant Dirge. Take all enemies in the discard pile, shuffle them, and place them back on top of the adventure deck. The dirge then fades into the discard pile.
That's just usually.
That's your
well, I don't have a discard pile.
Yeah, you do.
Your discard pile.
Oh, I do.
That was your first mistake.
That was my first mistake.
Right, any monsters initially?
There's the strength 5
that
boy.
That goes on top of your deck.
That goes on top of my deck.
Yep, Fire Main. So you're going to have to fight Fire Main.
Not all of the discard pile, just the monsters.
Just a monster.
Isn't Fire Main
just
easy,
a monster?
Though?
Yep.
Yeah, Fire Main's pretty easy.
Okay.
That's pretty easy.
Pretty
easy.
Cool. I guess
Fire
I get
main,
to get
no
a free 5 points
dies.
If I beat
you
it.
You mean Rapidash from Pokemon? Yeah, that's easy.
You mean Shadowfax from Lord of the Rings?
Sorry. You mean
what?
Warhorse?
Warhorse from Warhorse?
Warhorse is OP.
There are so many famous horses. Can you name a famous horse?
Jurgen.
And that's where we're going to leave our episode. Thank you so much for listening to part 2 of the Talisman series.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. We're right on time. Stay tuned for part 3.
Yo, 3 is like a cool number.
It is. It's
the truth.
Dude, it's like half of an 8.
Yeah.
Wait,
what?
What?
Half of an 8?
Yeah, if you take an 8 and you cut it in half vertically.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like
No, that's 4, silly. I'm not stupid.
Something to think about. We'll see you later.